During communion today, in what I call the long prayer, the prayer of consecration, I will include some of our pastoral concerns in the prayer, and among those I will be lifting up Linda Kent, who had surgery this week and is doing well at home. We all urged her, and she finally agreed to stay home today and take a rest and recover. But we will be lifting her up. And also, we've been asked to pray for Christy Gott, who is a young single mom undergoing major surgery on Thursday, a friend of the Wyatts. So I will add her name to our prayer concern list, which we will observe during communion. Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have been preaching on the sayings Jesus gave us, primarily in the Gospel of John, the I am sayings. One of the things that was lifted up in one of the adult classes this morning was when Moses went up the mountain to talk with God out of the burning bush, and he asked God, "What is your name? If you send me to your people in Egypt, who shall I say sent me?" And God said to Moses, "I am that I am." What we know is that God's name, Yahweh, is I am. God is the ground of being, the very essence of what it is to exist. And Jesus picks that up by saying, I am the bread of life, is one of the topics we looked at, because Jesus feeds and nourishes us at his table and through his word. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." We know that Jesus brings light into the darkness of our world, of our lives, so that we can see. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I am the gate of the sheep." We know that Jesus takes care of us, protecting us from harm. Like a shepherd used to lie down, put his body between the sheep and the source of danger as the gate. Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus shows us the way even when we ourselves would have no way of knowing which way to turn. So today we turn to when Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." For we know that Jesus takes away our fear of death, and Jesus takes away the power death has over us. So today is All Saints Sunday. Today we will remember those who have gone before us, those whom we knew and respected and loved, those who taught us the faith, those who witnessed to us their deep and profound beliefs, those who showed us how to sacrifice for others and for the church. And the partner passage for that is this passage when we remember the story of the death of Jesus' dear, dear friend Lazarus, and how Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived to console Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha. For my sermon today, I want to read to you the passage about Lazarus' death from John 11. When Jesus comes to comfort Martha and Mary. And I want you to listen to what happened on that day as Jesus came to the home of Lazarus and his sisters. And I pray that as we go through this story once again, you and I will sense the connection that Jesus felt with Lazarus' family and the promise that he made to them and the promise that Jesus makes to us. Listen for the story from John 11. When Jesus arrived in Bethany after the death of Lazarus, he found that his friend had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, only 2 miles away. Many friends and leaders had come out from Jerusalem to Bethany to console Martha and Mary about the loss of their brother. So there were many there at the house to comfort these bereaved sisters. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, was on his way, she went out on the road and met him, while Mary stayed behind at home. And Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And even now, she added, "and even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." And Jesus said to her, "Martha, your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live even though they die, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Martha said to him, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." So when Martha had said this, she went back into the house and she called her sister Mary and she told her privately, "Mary, come here a minute. I want to tell you something." She said, "The teacher is here. He's calling for you." And when Mary heard it, she got up quickly and she went out to where Jesus was. For Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met with him. The friends and the members of the community who were there in the house with Mary, consoling her, saw her get up so quickly and go out, and they followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was, and when she saw him, she knelt at his feet weeping, and she said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the people who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved, and he said to them, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And then Jesus began to weep. So those who were gathered there said, "See how he loved Lazarus." And we know that Jesus went to the tomb and called Lazarus to come forth from that tomb, even though he had been dead for 4 days. And Lazarus came out to live this life once again. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even though they die. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Friends, Jesus died for us to open the door to life everlasting, so that we may have the fullness of life, the abundance of life, both here and in the life to come. Do you believe this? You can believe it, for it is true. And we can claim this truth for ourselves and for those we love today and every day. Thanks be to God. Amen.